Yet another issue on the gun rights front. National Review reports, frustrated by its inability to gain traction in the legislative arena, the Anti-Second Amendment Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, CSGV, has elected to move into vigilantism. If you see someone carrying a firearm in public, openly or concealed, and have any doubts about their intent, a recent press release from the group suggested, you should call 911 immediately and ask police to come to the scene. In so doing, the group has increased the possibility that innocent Americans will be killed. In theory, the aim is to annoy both the police and the carriers into submission, and thus to demonstrate to the political class that protecting the right to bear arms isn't worth their time. In practice, the tactic is likely to provoke a lethal confrontation. Last year, a 22-year-old black man named John Crawford III was gunned down by police at an Ohio Walmart after a shopper saw him holding a toy gun and exaggerated during his call to 911. At the time, critics observed there were few things more likely to lead to a fatal error than to send a police officer into danger under false pretenses. If CSGV wants to see less gun violence, it's picked a curious way to bring it about, the report pointed out. But I'd say it's not so curious, because when you examine most all of the anti-gun movement, the changes advocated rarely have any demonstrable history of actually reducing violence. The gun ban movement is truly about simply banning guns. It has little, if anything, to do with reducing violence, here or in any other part of the world. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.